Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, one of the things about this past pandemic year was the absence of mass shootings, right? I mean, when was the last time until last week that, Mike, you can remember that we really had a big story about that?
Yeah, and that's the thing, and people have been pointing that out online. This was in President Obama's statement, the former president saying it shouldn't take a pandemic to be the thing that prevents these. And now that we're slowly coming out of the pandemic, have they returned? And apparently they have, as tragic as it is. You mentioned a week apart, yeah. Atlanta, and then yesterday in Boulder, and no sooner had the flags gone back up that they're back down again.
So we will go in depth on that. Jason Silva is a criminologist and sociologist at William Patterson University and studies the mass shooting phenomenon. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
So while, of course, people in this country have been shooting one another for a long, long time and did throughout the pandemic, these mass shooting events like we had in Atlanta area last week, like we had in Boulder, Colorado yesterday, they seemingly disappeared for a year in this country. Why have they returned?
So it's a bit of a misconception to say that mass shootings disappeared, right? So the public incidences that we are hearing a lot about this week, those did go down last year, obviously, because we are not congregating or meeting in public. However, other mass shootings, in other words, any incidents involving four or more deaths, remained relatively consistent. So like familicide instances and instances of felony-related mass shootings, those remained consistent throughout the pandemic.
So what is it about us when we dial down to it? We have a lot of guns. Is it easy to get guns? Are we a violent people? What explains this being a phenomenon? And this is what's pointed to, you know, all around the world, that this is something that happens here, but not necessarily in other places.
Right. So I've conducted a recent study looking at all mass shootings from at the turn of the century. And we see that out of the 36 developed countries, or first world countries as we think of them, half of them haven't had a single mass shooting over this time. And only five have had more than two. So this is obviously a uniquely American phenomenon. And when we think about sort of the reasons for why this may be, there's like two general all-encompassing reasons we can consider. It's gun availability, as well as sort of larger social structural problems. So when we think about sort of comparing the United States against other first world countries like England and France, they have very similar rates of crime as well as homicide, although they have lower rates of gun crime and mass shootings because guns are much less easy to access. When we think about like the Scandinavian countries, which oftentimes are touted as having an enormous amount of guns in their countries, we find that, yes, they have a lot of guns, but they also don't have a lot of the social, structural, systematic issues that we have, such as high rates of poverty and unemployment and lower education levels and things of that nature.
Well, here's a philosophical question for you. Could it just be that we as a species are a pretty violent group?
But wouldn't that be across the world?
Yeah, it would be. But then to your point, when you add to the mix the access to weapons, then that violence surfaces.
Sure. And we could say another big factor that plays a role in this, we could say, is mental illness, right? And mental illness is handled much better in a lot of these Scandinavian countries that have these sort of enormous amounts of weapons.
We do this thing every time, and we have the politicians talk, and some say it's too soon to talk about gun rights and gun issues. Wait a bit, and then others say, no, we have to do this now, or it's never going to get done. Are you disillusioned with the idea that anything changes? Because there is that crowd that says, look, if we didn't do anything, put that in quotes, after Sandy Hook, it's not going to happen now.
it seems like now might be an opportunity, especially having two so closely together. There's been a lot of talk about how in Boulder they were going to pass legislation banning assault rifles, and then ultimately, I think it was 10 days ago, decided against it. Now it seems maybe we can introduce that conversation again. However, the two big things that are oftentimes sort of talked about is the assault rifle legislation as well as high-capacity magazine legislation. And while both these things would reduce the number of deaths and injuries during the attacks, it wouldn't necessarily reduce the number of attacks that occur as a whole, because the majority of mass shootings involve handguns.
So do you foresee any change of substance anytime soon?
In terms of addressing policy-related issues, or?
No, in terms of not having these mass shootings.
I mean, obviously, as you guys spoke earlier before I was on, you said we saw that dip during the pandemic, and now that we're reintroducing ourselves back into society, back into public life, it seems like they're going to go up again.
So
we're on that upward
trajectory. So is the answer that we have to have continuous pandemics?
Well, I don't think any of us want that, right? But now it seems like the time where we're seeing this rise again, so we better get ahead of it, or else we're going to be having that consistent rate of mass shootings that we have become that's been a routine experience here in the United States.
Jason Silva, criminologist, sociologist, William Patterson University, studies the mass shooting phenomenon.